I hope your day is full of cheddar cheese and brie cheese and goat cheese, feta cheese, gouda cheese, American cheese. That's my least favorite kind of cheese. The Kraft single, it makes me feel single. It's disgusting. Don't eat it. Guys, what's up? We have an amazing episode of Shank for you this week with Josh Potter. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Josh Potter, there's just a few things that I want to tell you about. First, I am coming to Flappers. That's right, Flappers, this Friday, August 11th with Ryan Sickler. It's going to be a fun show. Come out if you're in Burbank. Also, next week, August 16th, I'm coming to Austin, Texas. That's right. I'm headlining Austin, Texas, Vulcan Gas Co. on the 16th, and Jamar Neighbors is featuring. Guys, before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Josh Potter, I just want to tell you about something that excites me, and that's Flint's Mints. If you're like me, you smoke a lot of weed, you get a lot of cotton mouth, and there's nothing that cramps my style more than a dry mouth. And when I have a dry mouth, there's only one brand I reach for, and that's Flint's. Guys, go to Flint's Mints. There's a special page. We're going to show you the link right here. You go to this link, you get 10% off these mints that make your mouth sparkle and tingle. So if you're someone who's suffering from cotton mouth, get yourself some Flint's Mints. They have so many great flavors, whether you're into cherry or grape. They're all really good, and there's different levels. So if you get one with a stronger level, it'll make your mouth water more than if you get one with a lower level. They're also great if you like giving oral sex, okay? Get your Flint's Mints. Go to this link. You're welcome. Thank me later. All right, look down at your feet right now. Are you wearing socks? If you're not wearing socks, ask yourself why, you dirty little pig. You need socks. They protect your most valuable assets, your toes. Toes are a form of currency. It's 2023, guys. Cover your toes up in eloquent, gorgeous, exquisite fashion. ShopOhYeah.com. That's 3OHYEAH.com. Discount code Sarah10. Whether you're into aliens, Dungeons and Dragons, or pizza, there's a pair of socks for you. And Oh Yeah collaborates with different artists to bring unique designs. They're my favorite socks. No one wakes up and says, you know what? I wish I had less socks today. Okay? It's true. Subscribe to the Patreon if you want ad-free content, and come out to the Texas show, and let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Josh Potter, guys. Here it is. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinchank, and today's guest is the one, the only, it's the Roach Daddy. It's Josh Potter.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of Shank.
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
Let's get into it.
What's
this case?
It's not a case. It's broken, actually.
Oh.
I actually just dropped my phone recently, and I actually said to Annie, I go, it doesn't even look like it's shattered. She goes, okay.
No.
It's totally, yeah. This side's fine, but this side's not.
But the screen's fine.
So the screen and the camera are fine, but you can see there's a little bit of a spider web action here. I dropped it in my bathroom.
You dropped it in your bathroom?
Yeah.
When?
Just a couple days ago.
It's very exciting shit you have going on here.
Yeah. I like that you think it's a case.
I thought it was a case. It looks like you put like saran wrap over your phone, kind of.
No, it's just broken. I got to get another one.
Remember when we were learning about dental dams and they said you could use saran wrap?
Wait. When were we learning about them?
No, just like in school.
Oh, I never learned about them.
You never learned about dental dams?
No. I think by the 2000s, they were like, these are stupid. They don't do anything. What does a dental dam do?
It makes it so you can eat pussy in a safe
way.
Well,
sure. Yeah, I know what it does. But like, it's protecting your mouth from pussy germs?
I guess.
Or is it protecting your pussy from mouth germs? Or both?
I think both. Because let me tell you, one thing about pussies, they have germs. And one thing about mouths, they have germs too.
I know.
Why are you getting like, why are you saying that?
No, I'm just saying. No, I just think
Did you have a bad interaction with a vagina recently?
No. No, everything was tip top shape.
Okay.
I just don't understand. I mean, I guess you could like, couldn't you just eat a pussy over the panties then? I mean, like, what are we doing? What's the dam for?
I don't know. I don't even know how much a dental dam costs.
How deep does it go into you?
I think it's just a superficial like cover. Can we look up dental dams?
How do you even apply one? I've never seen one in the wild.
Over the pussy.
You know what I saw in the wild recently?
What?
Well, not recently, but about a year ago maybe or so, but it stuck with me.
What?
A K cup. Or a diva cup.
A diva cup.
A K cup. A K cup is like the coffee.
Keurig, yeah. A diva cup will stick with you. Whoa.
Wait.
Okay, so it's like a little...
Why are they multi? They're like, in all the different colors.
How much are they?
And you just,
if a man was going to go down on me and then he pulled out a dental dam...
like, all right.
I'd be like, I don't think this is going to work.
If I was going to go down on a girl and she's like, wait, and then threw one of those saran wraps over her pussy, I don't know if I'd want to anymore.
But babe, it's strawberry flavored.
Do Look, they flavor them?
That one is.
Oh my Lord. I guess you might as well make
Let's
it
Let's see
flavor.
The reviews. Can we read the dental dam
But how
reviews?
When you're like getting at it...
Yeah.
Do you not like crumple it up and it ends up just like in your mouth like a piece of gum or something?
And I'm like, kind of smells exactly like a rubber glove. So I bought these for my cousin who was way too shy. What? Wait. What? So I bought these for my cousin who was way too shy to buy them for him and his girlfriend to use. And of course, as a 24-year-old grown child, I wanted to see what it was. What it was. We opened one and we were a little disappointed by the latex smell, but it's a lot of coverage. Like, I was surprised.
So it must get up in there if it has to. Because you can get all loosey-goosey with it, really get up in there. Get a little slack.
I don't
you
like
need some
loosey
slack.
Goosey. I don't like the term loosey goosey in regards to anything vaginal related.
Yeah, loose.
I want
the word loosey.
I want it to be tidy.
Tidy, righty.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep going down.
You want to read more reviews about the dental dams?
Not really strawberry flavored, and the smell is faint.
There's some other archaic.
There's a banana. Flavor.
Well, I'm sure they've got all the flavors. Grape.
I like the vanilla
want.
The best.
Who does? You?
The guy, this person in the reviews. I like the vanilla. Sexual health is not a dirty word. Community health and part of your primary care needs.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. Oh, look, if you want to give someone a, if you want to eat someone's ass, they're suggesting.
There's an ass one?
Well, I think it's multi-purpose.
Huh.
It's like a washcloth. You could use it on your table. You could use it on the floor.
The
floor
is either your ass. At the same time.
Just like.
You don't want to go from.
Wrap the person's entire lower genitals in the dental dam and just go to town.
You
got to
get an extra big one.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because you don't want to go from. You don't want to be like, well, I used it on her ass. Now let's put it down over here.
No.
No, bad.
There needs to be two separate. Dams.
When did you know that you had to keep church and state separate as far as those two things
you
go?
Always know that like the ass and the vagina are like two separate entities.
You would think. I had a girl.
What?
She one time she was like, yeah, the ass, and I was like, okay. And then I did that, and then after that, because it wasn't really like super fun, I went right back into the other one.
No.
And she didn't say anything until like months later, being like, and then you did this,
and then you fucked me in the vagina after
go,
you fucked me in the ass.
I go, well, I didn't.
She sat on that.
And I go, I didn't really think about it, but I guess you're right. I'm sorry. I mean, I guess you're right. Obviously, why didn't you say anything? And she was like, I don't know.
No.
But then she used it against me.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you should always know that you're not supposed to go from ass to vagina, like the.
Ugh. Right? I didn't know. I was 21 or something.
That's
like
how
that.
Like you get all kinds of infections.
Well, hey, a little word to the non-vagina holder would have been nice.
Okay, but this is the other thing that's fucked up. God just puts all these holes on us all next to each other and it's like, figure it out, bitches.
That's
you
true.
Guys don't
they really
have all
do
those
get...
holes.
No, we just got the one.
Yeah, you just got the one.
But yeah, you guys, I mean, sometimes you're down there, you're like, well, I don't know which one I'm in here.
Yeah.
They're too close together.
They are very close together.
Yeah, they put them real close.
And also, though, okay, would you eat someone's ass with a dental dam?
No. I don't think so. I wouldn't eat their pussy with a dental dam.
I know there's something about it. And also, ever, like, if somebody so was going to...
Why even bother?
If someone was going to eat my ass and then they pulled out a dental dam, I'd be like...
Yeah, you assume the position. They're like... All of a sudden, you hear, like, a crinkling, like... I'll be right there. Hold on.
This one's vanilla flavored. Not the vanilla dental dam.
This is what you've brought me here to talk about, dental
dams? Dental dams, yeah.
Have you had to use one recently?
No, I've never used a dental dam. I've never used a dental dam.
Are you curious?
I'm curious. I'm shocked that they still exist. And that
yeah,
this
there's
is
a lot of archaic sex health things. Like I said, this Diva cup was alarming.
Where did you see it?
Well, I hooked up with a girl and I went into the bathroom.
Oh, she just had the cup out?
She took it out of her.
No.
Yeah. I was very drunk. It was in another city, very drunk, blackout drunk, to the point where, like, I don't even remember anything happening until I woke up. Well, so what happened was I woke up wee hours of the morning because I had a flight. There was the lady. I go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember this. And then I went to the bathroom. And there was the cup on the
sink. Bloody?
I mean, there was definitely a hue to it.
No.
A reddish tint.
No, not the stained cup, just on the sink.
And I remember when we got back to the hotel, she wanted to like take a shower together. And now I'm realizing why. But those cups, you just put them up inside of you?
Yeah, you just put them up inside you and they collect all the blood.
Now, do you put it up like a cup so it's like one of those things at like a water park where it gets full and then it tips over, you know what I'm saying? The bucket? Like, does it go up in you like a cup like that or does it go up in you upside down and plug you up?
I think it goes like this and collects the blood.
Like a cup?
Like a cup. Like the blood drips from your vagina. Into the cup.
Because it looked like the way that it looked. Cup life seems weird.
But some girls fucking love it. And if you meet a Diva Cup bitch and you tell her you're not into Diva Cup life, she'll give you a whole.
As a woman or a man?
As a woman, she'll give you a list of reasons why the cup life is superior to that.
Like what?
It's like it's better for the environment because you're not wasting all the cardboard and plastic and stuff. It's better for your vagina because it's not bleached like tampons are.
Yeah, but you're just collecting your blood in this cup.
You're like a little vampire.
And then how do you know when it's full? Does it tell you? Does it say like ding?
Yeah, there's an
cup's full.
Your cup runneth over, queen. a little ding on your phone.
Yeah, you have an app.
Ding 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 ding.
The Diva cup's full. I better go change it out.
Yeah, no. Did you see her take it out?
No, I was blacked. I was blacked out.
She was like, I gotta get.
I don't even think we performed sex in any capacity because it was like I was.
You didn't
so
perform sex.
Wasted.
Did you shower together?
Yes.
Do you like showering with?
I don't know.
It's sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's a little much.
It doesn't need to be. Sometimes it's like, yeah, I don't know. Showering with another person, you're like, I'm not in the water now.
I'm not freezing. In the water. Now I got to just soap up.
Yeah. And I'm just
now over you do
here.
Your thing. I'll just be soaping up.
I'm just over here now, cold.
Yeah. The goal is to have, but also I'm like, do we need to be cleaning ourselves together?
Yeah, that's silly. I mean,
you know, can you, why don't you clean yourself? Then I'll clean myself.
How about I have my shower time and then you have yours? Yeah. Unless we're fucking. I mean, I don't see the purpose of the togetherness.
But like shower fucking's not even that good.
No. And I don't understand why this girl didn't just take the Diva cup out, shower, and greet me and meet me in the
later
in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think this person, like, it was. After a show, after a bar. So, I mean, this person did not prepare.
No, it doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like she was prepared.
No.
She had her Diva cup in and everything.
Yes.
I mean, have you seen these showers that have like two heads? That's the way to do it.
That's cool. Like a shower where you're like immersed in the showers. Yeah, I mean, there are probably opulent showers in which I would dare shower with a lady.
What are your thoughts on taking a bath with a woman?
No, I don't like baths.
You don't? A lot of guys are really anti-baths.
If there was jets, I might do
If there is jets?
I need some movement in the water. I can't just sit in still water.
What if there's bubbles?
The bubbles go away and then you can see through the water. I don't know. Just the still water. It seems gross.
It does?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Stagnant water?
Yeah, just still stagnant water.
You'd have to really like the person you were in the bath with.
No, I would do that too. And same with the shower thing. Like if I really like the person.
I wouldn't want to be in like a bath soup with a stranger.
No. You got to be like in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go make ourselves a stew.
A one night stand of
body fluids.
Tub stew.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Oh.
Have you ever taken a shower with a person and had the shower be like less than ideal?
Yes.
Meaning like, I mean, I had the worst. My one apartment had like the shittiest shower. It was so small. One person could barely fit in there. And me and my girlfriend at the time had sex in it. And it was so fucking vulgar.
You know what else is fucked?
It was awful.
Fucking vulgar.
What's that?
Well, okay. The thing that's weird to me about shower sex is like everything's wet except my pussy suddenly. I'm like, why is everything wet except the one thing that really needs to be wet?
Yeah, the water really dries the places that's supposed to be wet out somehow.
Right?
It's like trying to fuck in a pool, too. It's kind of like...
It's weird.
Well, it's wet, but it's not the wet that I would want it to be.
I know, and then like when you're... I remember like being a teenager being like, yeah, I'm going to fuck in a jacuzzi. It's going to be so not cool. Not fun.
No, it's actually like... I feel like I'm having a heart attack sometimes.
Yeah.
The heat of the jacuzzi. I'm like, I got to get out of this.
The chlorination.
Let's fuck on the side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get out of this. The chlorine smell.
The chlorine smell is rough.
Yeah. And just the temperature.
The temperature. And just like the thought that you're like in a stew.
Another stew.
Another stew.
Well, this one, that's the thing about the jacuzzi is there's jets.
Okay, there's something about the jets that make you feel more safe than like stagnant bathwater.
Yes.
I get that.
A stagnant anything, like you go to a pond and see a stagnant water, there's mold, there's mosquitoes. Moss and mosquitoes and West Nile virus.
Yeah.
A river is moving, it's clear.
An ocean.
Still
questionable.
In parts.
Lots of the oceans in LA are questionable.
I've never gone to play in the ocean in LA.
Really?
Never once. I've looked at it. I've never gone into it.
Do you want to go play in the ocean?
I could. Maybe someday.
You should do it.
I've done the Atlantic.
The Atlantic's warm.
What?
Yeah.
I thought the Pacific was warm.
No, the Pacific. The Pacific is freezing.
News to me. Never been in it. I've lived here for... coming up on 6 years.
And you've never gone
in the Pacific Ocean.
Well, you're going to have to. We're going to baptize you.
Please.
We're going to get the original sin off of Potter.
Please, take it away.
Were you baptized?
Yeah.
Thank
Greek
God.
Greek Orthodox. What do you mean, thank God?
I'm just kidding. I get all weirdly religious.
Were you baptized?
Yeah, I was.
Weren't you Jewish?
I went to all-girls Catholic school.
So you had to get baptized to do that?
Yes, I got baptized. I did my first communion.
I thought the Catholic school you went to was just like for show.
The Catholic school I went to was fucking nuts.
But you're not Catholic.
I was raised Catholic.
Oh, were you?
But my dad's a Jew.
Mm.
Like, we'd all go to church and my dad would just be at home. My dad would like be at home on Sundays eating bagels, watching sports.
Hey, that sounds awesome.
And then the rest of the family would just be at church.
That sounds so dope.
Steve would just be at home, legs kicked up.
Yeah, I had to do my dad's religion.
Greek Orthodox?
Yeah.
How did that go?
He doesn't care either. So it's like when you get baptized in Greek Orthodox, you're a baby, and then you also get confirmed.
You got confirmed in Catholicism too when you're like 16.
Yeah, but you don't wait till you're sick. You do it when you're baptized. So you don't even get
it's
to
a twofer.
Yes.
That's pretty tight, though.
So I guess I'm that.
You're Greek Orthodox. What would you do?
Oh, no.
What would you do? You fall madly in love with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, you have to convert.
Now I fell madly in love with her and she actually loves me back. This one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's a reciprocal.
So I'm not converting when she's like, whoa. What do you think's going on here? We're just having a good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would because it doesn't mean anything to me.
What if she's like, you need to convert to Islam?
Fine.
Really?
I would do it. I don't care. I would ask, do I have to be as involved? Do I have to be more involved with Islam than I am the faith I somehow hold now?
Yeah. And she says,
and I would be like, whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not beholden to my own
religion.
I don't really have one.
See, I would have an issue though if there was like an extreme person.
But I don't think I'd fall in love with a person like
that. That's what you think. Bam! All of a sudden, best sex of your life. Bam!
With an Islam.
You're a Muslim
lady.
Now.
That's so funny. The sex is so good. I'm a Muslim extremist all of a sudden. That's some good pussy.
Oh, the pussy's so good.
Pussy's so good. Got me reading the Quran. Got me facing east 3 times a day and laying out a rug. I'm down.
Wow.
That pussy's so good. I don't eat pork.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
they eat cow or pork.
Cow? That's Indian people.
Oh. Whoops.
Maybe it's...
I'm ignorant.
I am too. I mean,
one thing about mama, she can be ignorant.
Yeah. I'll eat some naan.
That's Indian.
Yeah. That's true.
Are we?
don't they have a bread?
I'll eat some challah.
Is that it?
That's what the Jews eat.
They don't eat that in Islam?
Pita?
No. Type Islam bread.
Halal? Naan. You're right.
It is naan. See? Oh, see, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Oof. You're ready.
That was a close one.
I'm sweating over here.
You're ready. You're ready.
I'm ready,
convert.
Lady. Come on. Give me that.
Give me that Muslim
sweet,
pussy.
Sweet, extreme pussy. I just like.
I'm not. What?
I'm not going to say what I was. I don't know. I was going to make a joke.
Did you get shy?
I did. I was like, when I come, I'm like, ah. Sing the prayer.
Dude, what's up with religions and breads in general?
I don't
all
know. You know all the breads
all
of the
breads.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Bread is
universal.
It is. You love bread.
I love bread, but I also like, you know, you grew up in LA in the 90s, you learned to fear bread, okay?
I don't really care for bread.
You don't like food.
True.
Like, Josh, do you want a sandwich? Nope.
I can't wait.
Josh, do you want a fruit salad?
I like a sandwich. I like a salad. A potato.
A potato salad?
Or a noodle of some kind.
A pasta salad?
If I could just live off of like tuna salad, potato salad, noodle salad.
Egg salad?
Sure.
You like egg salad?
I do. I've eaten egg salad from a gas station.
Oh.
Damn.
It's not... Yeah.
But it's not good.
Compared to what?
Well, egg salad in general is not my fave salad.
I love it.
Really?
I make it great.
You make a great egg salad?
Sure do.
You make your Muslim extremist wife a little egg salad?
I don't know if they're allowed to eat egg salad.
Before you pull out the vanilla dental dam? Egg salad.
I put it over. That's how I wrap my egg salad. I put a dental dam over the Tupperware.
No. No.
Muslim egg salad.
Muslim egg salad.
That's my specialty.
What would Muslim egg salad be?
I'm trying to think of what their dietary restrictions are.
Can you Google Muslim diet?
Or
we're learning things here on Jank.
They don't eat something, but I can't remember. It's not kosher stuff, is it?
Pork. You were
pork,
right.
I knew that. So I guess they can eat egg salad.
Can Muslims eat egg salad? is
what
the question.
What is our lives? I got her in an Uber to come here and find out
if Muslims eat egg salad. Let's see.
That's how I always thought I could get to these terrorists. I could go over there with a hamburger and some egg salad, and I could be like, come on, it's 4th of July.
It seems like eggs. So yes, Muslims can eat eggs with ruptured blood vessel in it. That's
gotta always visceral. Make everything so extreme, don't you?
Can't we just be cool? Hardcore? Can't we just eat a deviled egg and keep it moving?
Oh, I love a deviled egg.
You do?
That's what egg salad is. It's just fucked up deviled eggs.
I prefer egg salad to a deviled egg.
Really?
Yeah, I like the salad texture versus like the like the whole like
you can't just plop one in. You know what I don't like about deviled eggs?
Yeah.
They make people make like 4. Mm. And then they're gone. I could eat a whole
because it takes a long
tray of those.
I think making one deviled egg takes longer than it's worth.
It is an arduous process.
Like
you have to hard boil the egg. You have to get the yolk out. You have to make the stuff, and then you have to put it back in the little hole.
Yeah, at that point.
I mean, 12 eggs is a lot.
You do that 12 times. That's why people only do it 4 times.
God,
they say keep it moving. You want a deviled egg? You go home and you make your own deviled eggs. Okay?
I will. God,
if
I
you
love
go
that.
Home and make deviled eggs, that's so funny.
I love like a hard boiled.
You do.
Yeah,
you're an egg guy.
Sure am.
I like a fried egg.
You've just gone on eggs. I like a Benedict to poach.
Ooh, a Benedict.
Mm. It's my best thing I can cook.
Mm. Poaching, a Benedict?
Poaching eggs. I mean, the Benedict part is.
That's.
I'm not making hollandaise sauce. What am I?
If you did,
I can.
You
maybe.
Would land yourself a Muslim extremist tomorrow.
That's what I'm looking out there. I'm just looking for my Muslim queen.
If you're a Muslim queen and you want your
with
roach
some bomb
daddy,
pussy,
crawl out.
Convert me.
Convert him. He's looking to be converted. I don't think I would convert. I would have to be madly in love.
Sure.
The dick would have to be.
Exactly. That's what you said. The pussy's great.
Yeah.
So much so that I'm converting to Islam.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it would have to really scramble you up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you would be scrambled.
Yeah.
If you're converting to a religion, you're in love.
Yeah. I mean, everyone who's gotten married that I know that's older converted one way or the other. But now I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, the deep sigh came after we said the M word.
Marriage? Why? What's mama thinking?
Because I used to want to do it.
To get married?
To get married.
You don't anymore.
I don't know.
She changes her mind.
I fluctuate.
She wanted a child like 3 days ago.
Oh, I always want the child.
So without the marriage.
I have an easier time envisioning the baby than I do the husband.
Well, who's putting the baby in you?
It's just a question mark.
You
it's
can just
like,
make
it's
one.
It's just like a figure. I just see like a figure. A
Would
tall,
you go to one of these
handsome
sperms,
figure.
Sperm
and then
places?
There's just like a question mark over his face.
A tall, handsome figure, though.
But over his face is just a question mark.
Well, yeah, because you don't know who
but
he is.
But when I imagine him, he's in a suit with a question mark head.
So, like, he's...
That's my baby daddy.
So, he's the literal anonymous... Isn't that what anonymous's, like, symbol is? It's like a guy in a suit with a question mark on his head.
Is the hacker group, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it's the V for Vendetta mask.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, also because, listen... I've been in relationships, and you know what? There's been good years of relationships, then there's been bad years of relationships. I can't imagine being in a bad
marriage. I can't even get
marriage.
One going, so
I
don't
like
even
a
know.
A bad marriage?
Well, I don't think, I don't know. I don't think I could get to that point unless
I'm
it's like 20
of
years down the road.
A bad marriage.
People evolve, you know, it just because it looks different after a little while.
But then it's also like you get to a point
we're
where you're like,
old.
Yeah, where we're old.
No, we're old now.
I know, we're old.
So it doesn't matter anymore. I mean, like, it's not like we're 19-year-olds who are getting married too early. And then by the time we're 40, we're like, what did I do?
No, but the thing that's crazy, you know? The thing that's crazy is if you stay single long enough, you start seeing some of the divorces pop up.
Of course.
And then you go, okay,
We dodged round one.
We dodged round one. I'm going to get a hot divorcee.
Well, now I feel like I'm old enough where it's like in 15, 20 years, I'm pretty much going to be the same person, just winding things down a little bit. It's not like I'm going to be between 19 and 39. The change is drastic.
Oh, yeah. Completely different.
Bitch. Whereas like 39 to 59, it's like, how different are you? Other than just like, oh my God, my back.
Or whatever. Yeah. I do think it's a lot of, oh my God, my back. And then right when your back feels better, it's your knee.
Sure, maybe.
Then you're like, my wrist hurts. I didn't do anything weird to it. I just was typing.
Yeah, I'm like, I have that. I'm like, I was playing too much PlayStation.
No.
Now I have carpal tunnel.
No.
That's what I'm going to say when I get older. Like, my grandpa was like, I used to have to work in the, you know, the mines or whatever. And then I'm like, I have a wrist problem from playing too much MLB The Show.
From Twitch streaming?
Yeah. My grandpa, you know, he's got his wonky arm from Twitch streaming.
A wonky arm from Twitch.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare. I used to have this teacher in high school. She used to wear two wrist braces on each wrist.
My mom wears those.
Really? Does she have carpal tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
And she used to have a lisp. Her name was Miss Mulaney. And she
Myth
was
Miss Mulaney.
Miss Mulaney.
Oh boy.
And she also was a twin. And she used to always complain about her carpal tunnel. And then she would like take off her brace and then put her brace back on. Yeah. There's no subtle way to take off.
Velcro is the worst sound.
Velcro is heinous.
Have you ever had Velcro shoes?
As a kid.
Well, I was going to ask, what's Velcro now in your life?
Nothing.
Good.
I'm living a Velcro-free life.
Thank God. Because if you have Velcro introduced, something's going bad.
There is something about it that screams orthopedic.
Right. Something's wrong if you have Velcro involved in your life.
You might have a developmental issue.
You might have that. Yeah.
You might have. You don't know how to tie your shoes.
You don't know how to tie your shoes. You don't know how to like. Also, you could just have like a bad back or something. It's just always when something goes awry, you have to use Velcro, I've noticed.
Yeah, there's nothing less subtle than Velcro.
I feel like they tried to make it a style thing at one point, though.
Velcro?
Yeah, like it's on stuff. I don't know. You're a fashion person. You tell me.
Dude, whoever invented Velcro is probably living a life.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's used for science stuff too, like NASA stuff. I'd
Father
imagine.
Velcro.
Father Velcro? What's yeah, that?
The guy who invented.
Who made it?
Yeah. Who invented Velcro?
It's probably made for like. Not Velcro. For like NASA or something.
George. Oh, he died in only 1990.
George de Mestral.
Yeah, he got the idea for Velcro from cockleburrs caught in his clothes and in his dog's.
Oh, yeah, remember when those things you'd go like play in the.
What's a cocklebur?
Remember those things that you'd go play outside and then like you'd go like come back and you'd have all these things on your clothes? These
are they like circular?
Little balls, yeah.
Oh, yeah, these. Yeah, that gets stuck on you.
Yeah, they'd be like on your clothes and shit.
He's like, oh, this cockle burr has inspired me.
Well, it would be cool
to-
that it would be like, you'd take them off and they'd be stuck to you. I didn't even know how they'd get on you. You just like, I ran through a bush or something. I don't know how they would happen.
Ugh.
You don't seem like one who played outside.
I played outside.
Well, yeah, you're like sort a nature of. Chick. So.
Sort of. I played outside, sort of. We used to go mean? Into the backyard because my parents had like this grape bush. So grapes grow on bushes, grapevine okay. in the backyard, and it would attract all of these moths.
grapevine.
Yeah. And it would attract all of these moths, and my sister and I would go collect moths. That's weird.
That's cool.
We We would put them in a Tupperware and then poke holes in the Tupperware so they could breathe.
You're like the goth girls. You're like we're going to go collect moths.
It's so dark. I thought that they were butterflies. I was like, they're butterflies.
They kind of are. They're the gray butterfly.
They're the ugly butterfly.
They're the goth butterfly.
Moths are goth butterflies.
Yeah. And they fly to the light. They're out at nighttime.
They fly to the light.
Like a moth to the flame.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had to go on a deserted island and bring three things, what are they?
Oh, my Lord. This question?
Not this question.
I don't have anything that I really care about. I guess it would be my PlayStation.
Your PlayStation?
I would bring that. I would need a TV then, though, and like power. Do I have all those things? Or
no, those are your three.
Power? I have to bring electricity?
No, you don't have to bring electricity. Electricity, I guess, we'll make it there.
Mm.
Is that cheating, electricity?
Yeah, I think it's super cheating.
Okay. No, there's no electricity.
I'll bring a gun so I can shoot myself in the head. What are we going to do out there on that island the whole time?
Maybe you're going to read.
No, I'm not. I don't read now. What am I going to read then?
Just read the dictionary.
I would get a lot of sleep. That's for sure. I would want to bring a knife, I guess. I don't know. I've never even thought about
knives.
It. I love knives.
How many do you have?
Five cool ones.
Does it make you feel safe?
No, I used to like walk around at night a lot more before COVID. And I would want one then, you know, for the hobos.
But now?
Now I don't walk so much at night. Now I just like look at the knives and I play with them.
Really? So knives are like women with crystals.
Yeah, I would say so. My buddy Nick Tarani from Barstool gave me a sick knife last time I was there. He just gave it to me.
Oh, I think I remember this.
Yes, it's got a little switch. It's so illegal.
Do you fly with it? Have you?
I did on that occasion, but you can't like fly with it on a carry-on. You can't like, you have to pack it in your suitcase and check your bag. Otherwise, it's like I'm meeting my wife and she's converting me. You know?
Yeah, you're a Muslim extremist wife.
Yeah. I'm bringing box cutters on planes. No, this thing's crazy.
That's how you guys meet. You guys are both standing to the side at TSA.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Josh. Nice to meet you.
Dude, why is it that everyone who works at TSA is so fucking mad?
I don't find them to be mad.
Really?
I don't know. I'm so zooted out of my head. I just get A to B. I don't have clear, but I have priority. And you just go, it's the same thing.
I have clear.
Got to get more status, girl.
What's priority?
It's just if you're with your airline, you get, you know, priority. You get to go to the front.
Oh, right, yeah. To the TSA person. I think I have that with Delta.
Perfect. You don't need clear.
I have clear too. Charge it to the game, sweetie. I got clear. Kim was like, you need clear. If we're going to be traveling together, you need clear. So then I got clear. And then the next two flights after that, they didn't even have clear. So I was like, what the fuck's the point of getting clear?
I love, why is it because you're traveling together?
Because she had it.
Does she need you by her side at all times?
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to wait for you.
Oh, well, she can just go to the plane.
That's true. I'm going to bring this up to her. You actually owe me money for clear, Kim.
Clear owes me money for clear because I got it before pandemic, February of 2020.
Yeah.
And I got it for a year and there were no planes for a year, pretty much.
You should call them.
So I'm having a little bit of a standoff. I already did. That's why I refused to get it. They owe me.
Clear hurt you.
They owe me a year of clear.
Will you call them up?
I did. You want to call him right now? I already did. I talked to him all the time. I said, listen here, Clear. I paid for a year of this, and then there were no. Yeah. I just call up Clear. They're like, sure, no problem.
He's going to call Clear, and I'm going to call Anthem Blue Cross. And then we're going to see who gets helped first.
You have problems with your Anthem Blue Cross?
Anthem Blue Cross is just bullshit.
Which one do I have? Oh, I have Shield.
I think I have that. A Blue Shield, Blue Cross.
Who the hell cares? Why they got to make them both blue?
I don't know.
The cross and the shield.
Also, here's the other fucked up thing.
They're not the same.
Here, the other thing that's really fucked up is that now a lot of these good doctors, they don't even take your health insurance.
I know.
Oh, yeah. We don't take that. What?
I remember I got like shitty insurance just to have any insurance. And I got this cards and everything. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I've never heard of this insurance. But I started going like, well, who the hell takes this thing? And I started calling like every doctor.
None of them took it.
And they, none of them even heard of it.
No.
So I'm like, did I get fucked? So I bought the shield because everyone's heard of the shield.
The shield is what's up.
And it's expensive.
Health insurance is expensive as fuck.
It's so annoying. I don't want it. I don't care what happens to me anymore.
Well, yes, you do. Yes,
you it doesn't do. Even really do. I went to the hospital and they're like, "Here's your bill." I'm like, "Oh, what bill? The shield takes care of that."
Charge it to the shield. Go ahead and contact Shield.
Yeah, I believe the shield covers that. It doesn't.
Yeah, I don't understand how.
I found out I was
doing
therapy.
Well, maybe your Muslim extremist wife will have insurance. You could just hop on.
Yes. Well, she'll have all the bucks. I had therapy, you know? I was in therapy. And I realized I was sending the bills to my health insurance. And they're like, yeah, we don't cover that. We cover these therapies. And I go, oh, well, then I'm going to have to leave my
therapist.
Yeah, so I did. I just left.
Yeah, if you want to be mentally well in America, in the USA, you're going to have to pay, sweetie.
I'm paying two health insurances for this therapy now. I was like, it's not worth it. I was doing much better off when I thought I had all the answers.
Yeah, when I go, my therapist is doing this thing. He's being very firm with me. We used to be able to do on the phone session, but then he noticed that I would try to get off the phone very fast. So he makes me come in now. And I try to wiggle out of it.
Sounds like a porno.
I have to go into my therapist's office.
Sarah, I sense you're trying to get off the phone very rapidly. I'm going to need you to come in so you can be fully present. There's something about a male therapist and a female. I need a woman therapist.
Which I is like so having strange. A male therapist.
Yes. We've discussed this. I get that. But I don't even, it's not even a sexual thing. I just feel like I can talk to a woman better.
Well, that's how I feel with a man.
Mm. Interesting.
He's old. We're not fucking.
Yeah, this lady's middle-aged. Or at least I have to get a new one now.
Old. So. The last time I went in, though, he's old. And the last time I went in to talk to him, he was like, I was like, I'm thinking about freezing my eggs. And he was like, what? He couldn't hear me.
Oh, no.
So then I go, I'm thinking about freezing my eggs. What?
No.
And then I'm like, I'm thinking about freezing my eggs. I'm like screaming it in his office. He's like, oh, your eggs.
I was
like,
oh, your eggs.
Oh, your dying eggs. You're thinking about freezing your dying eggs.
Is this why you don't like egg salad?
Yeah. I don't want to be reminded.
You're reminded of your own
eggs.
Egg salad.
Ew. Call my eggs egg salad. Dude, if I wait too long, it's about to be egg salad.
Deviled.
Scrambled.
Scrambled.
Fried.
No, not the fried egg.
Poached.
My nightmare is having twins. And I feel like for some reason I will.
You're manifesting it. Are you going to do in vitro stuff? Because that leads to doubles and sometimes six.
I don't know. You know what you need in order to procreate? A partner.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out how you get a girl to be like, I'm your girlfriend.
I don't know.
I'm at that new stage at 37 years old.
Yeah.
I've had girlfriends. Don't know how that happened. It's been a minute. It's been a while. I'd say probably not even, this is sad. Just realized this, probably not even in my 30s.
But this is the other thing, though. Okay, you want a girlfriend, you want a boyfriend, you want a husband, you want a wife. Then you get them and you go, now do I want a husband? Do I want a wife? Do I want a girlfriend? Do I want a
boyfriend?
Haven't
reached that stage of thought yet, so I don't know.
You know?
I guess.
The grass is always greener.
I suppose.
Comes with a whole list of responsibilities.
Like what?
Like you have to think about the other person's needs and wants.
See,
and
I end up doing that, I guess, for people who don't want me to.
Right, but then like you're responsible for their feelings. Like, oh, what if you have a show, but also you need to meet her mom?
I'll meet her mom on another time.
Right, but that might not be okay with her.
No, it'll be fine.
Not me making problems silly. With your Muslim extremists.
Yeah. You have a show, but it's also Ramadan.
What do you do? I did know a Muslim. It was rough.
Yeah, but
for the fasting. He was fasting during Ramadan.
Oh, well, sure. But was he...
I don't know if we're thinking of the same...
Oh, you've dated multiple Muslims.
Yes.
Wow. You are worldly.
I am.
I didn't know that.
I've tasted the rainbow.
Okay, I didn't know we had all... You're like, no, this was actually... This one was...
a different one than the one that you're thinking.
Certain phylum of, I don't know, the different ones.
The different types of Islam. Yeah.
I was going to try and come up. I'm not that book smart, turns out.
Dude. I'm stretching.
I saw that. She was thinking about all the Muslims.
Yeah, it made me want to stretch. Have you been to a chiropractor?
When I was a little kid.
I want to go.
It's not that cool.
Well, when I see these videos of people getting their backs cracked.
You're just all like, crack me like a glow stick, daddy.
Yeah, I want that.
Why, all girls want to just get fucking...
cracked. Yeah. Bent.
The last girl I dated, she could go like this and like you'd hear.
Same.
Oh my God, did you just do it now? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hips too.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
You know, I'm just dying to get it on a table. If you're a chiropractor and you're listening to shit.
Break me, crumple me up like a dental dam.
I want to sound like a haunted house. Like a dental dam.
Yeah, you want to sound like a little kid is taking some candy out.
Yeah. Nothing sounds better than like a big man cracking my back.
All right. Hey, I support it. What's stopping you?
I don't know. Just finding a man I can trust with my spine.
Well, the chiropractors, are they even doctors?
I think from what I know, I know a chiropractor friend. There's a lot of snake oil salesmen out there.
Yeah. They're just out there ready to crack little girls' backs like yours.
Yeah.
Snake oil salesman, chiro.
Yeah.
There's crazy ones where they're like, they just put that strap on your neck and they pull it really hard.
Oh my God. Like, mine, when I was a kid, he'd be like, ready? And he'd do the thing where it's like a ninja is going to kill you.
He'd just twist your head off.
And then, yeah, but he would like crack your neck and shit and it'd be like,
as a kid?
Yeah, my dad just thought it was like good for us. But what worked out was my sister ended up finding out she had scoliosis and she had to have like crazy back surgery, but she found out from this chiropractor.
There's one I'm looking for. It's an old lady. Yeah, this lady.
Ugh.
It's just like one little twist though, and that guy could kill you.
Yeah. There's something about that that's exciting, Josh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was the turn on.
That was part of it.
No shit, Josh. I want to feel small.
I've been cooking up for lots and lots of years.
Ew. Oh. I came for the first time.
And 18 fractures out of 24 vertebrae in the spine. Bada bing, bada boom, bada bing. They were all old fractures. Up and down, up and down, up and down.
Good. She's going to die on the table.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, Miss Lorraine, relax that head for
me. Looks like she's already dead.
Oh, she looks like a corpse. It looks like he's cracking a corpse. Okay.
Woof.
Wow. Does she like it?
Is this turning you on now?
No way.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
I'm in with my back
still. That this is an Amazon Prime, right?
No. Did you hear how
I don't like how he's getting weirdly. He's like, bada bing, bada boom. He's like grabbing
this
old lady.
You get one of these guns from Amazon Prime. I was like, what?
Yeah, what was that he said right there?
Something about...
That all healing takes time. That this is an Amazon Prime.
Oh, some like all healing takes time. This is an Amazon Prime.
Oh, he's got like one-liners.
Like, he looks like Chris Angel the way he's like looking into the camera and shit. He's like, yeah, this is an Amazon Prime. Ready, you old bag.
It was a bit much.
I haven't walked in 4 years.
Yeah, so that's good for you.
That's our episode.
Oh, okay. What an episode.
What, yeah. Time flies when you're here.
If you are my Muslim princess out there, slide in the DMs.
Any other words for to your Muslim princess?
I wish I could figure. I wish I learned your language so I could say something beautiful, but I don't know. Assalamu alaikum or whatever.
Yeah, that's close.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I tried. You dated them.
I've dated a few. Assalamu alaikum.
That's not no. Yours is, you were worse than me. Oh,
man, I think it's I'm gonna get canceled.
You're done.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. That's whoa, what it was. I saw Oz.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, do you have anything you want to promote?
Oh, I'm going to be on the internet every Wednesday. The Josh Potter Show comes out.
Hell yeah.
On YouTube. I got a Patreon.
What is it?
Patreon.com/The Josh Potter Show. Different podcast every week. We do a Zoom hang with the patrons.
Is there another posted show?
Oh, yeah. Labor Day or something. Is that?
I think it's the 3rd.
That's Labor Day, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
What day? It's September 3rd.
September the 3rd.
Nightcap.
That's Labor Day, not Memorial Day, right? We get them mixed up.
Yes.
Okay.
Labor Day.
Labor Day. Burbank. This one. This one.
Be there.
Who else is there?
I don't know.
Maybe Kim.
Maybe Kim.
Maybe.
Maybe. That's true. All right, guys. That's our episode. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about the show. I'm going to be in Texas. That's right. I'm going to be in Texas on August 16th. I'm headlining a Vulcan Gas Co. If you're in Austin, come out. And I'm going to be there with Jamar Neighbors. So come out, support live comedy, subscribe to the Patreon, buy some merch. Link to merch in the description of this episode. And we'll see you next week. Bye.